Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is also our guest, Ann Hirsch, and did a wonderful job. And now we have our producer and the Christina Liu show.
We're all about multitasking on this show. We're really just trying to showcase all of our talents on this program.
We have to interview Victoria now.
That's right. We're gonna put Victoria on there.
So, and Victoria, even though you can't see, she looks lovely today.
Yes.
She really does. When she walked in this morning, I said that's, she has a
I know, and
outfit.
She graduated last week, but we're holding on to her tight. We're not letting her go. Good. Dan, I hope you hear that. We're not letting Victoria go. But back to North Hempstead's programming. A great program that they've been doing now for a couple of years through the building department is What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home. This is going to be on June 7th and June 13th. Which I think is certainly wonderful. So the June 7th one is 7 p.m. at Hillside Public Library, and the June 13th one is at Manhasset Public Library. And they'll really discuss all the different permits and certificates, whatever you might need before selling your home. And I think it's really important to do it because even if you're not, these things take a very long time too. So, you know, you want to ideally, if you're thinking in a year or to whatever it might be that you want to sell your house, to really try and get things in order because
I agree with you.
It can certainly take a long time. And on the flip side, half the time you don't even know what you might need.
Right.
You know, because there was things, you know, I remember when my husband and I were looking to buy houses, you know, there was certain things, you know, we'd be all excited for a house, and then you'd find out that, you know, well, there's this CO they didn't have for it, so that would hold up the buying end of it. You know, so it was all these things that really muddy the waters. And you might think just because you bought something and it was there, it's your problem now.
No, I agree. Sometimes it gets through and the bank doesn't question it, or people have paid cash for that house.
Yeah.
And therefore it didn't have to be inspected. And so when you're going to sell it, or you did something that you didn't realize was wrong, and I agree, then you get on. I'm involved with a couple different clients and friends that are just, it's a year.
Yeah.
Because then they got to come back, but now you got to take off from work.
Right.
And then it has to be redone.
No, there's like a lot of coordination, you know, and, you know, there are things that you really might, because sometimes I hear, I'm like, you need a permit for that? You know, it like blows your mind. So I think the best thing to do is to go to one of these seminars, and you could actually hear too what other people's concerns or questions might have that, you know, might spark something in your brain that you didn't even think of.
Is this also beneficial for people who have co-ops and condominiums?
You know, I don't know because I'm not exactly sure of like the logistics, how that works.
Because it's different.
Co-ops and condominiums.
Because they have their own kind of requirements. And then, you know, that's actually an important thing.
I don't know the answer to that.
To notice too, because this seminar really pertains to actually people who live in the unincorporated areas of the town.
Oh.
Because the certain incorporated areas have their own sets of requirements. So it really and they could be, you know, two different things. So it's certainly worth checking
out.
That's
the perfect question, though.
Okay.
You could always call 311 and they could just direct you to that as well. And also the building department will be providing different mobile evening office hours because this is a request that came up a lot throughout the town. So that will be on June 21st at the Hillside Public Library at 8 p.m. and June 25th at 8 p.m. at the Manhasset Public Library. So there you're able to ask, questions.
Oh,
as well.
Okay.
I also want to remind people, I don't know if they heard, I know a bunch of calls and emails went out, that the Asian Fest that was scheduled for tomorrow is canceled, unfortunately.
Rescheduled or canceled?
Currently canceled.
Right, okay.
I know that they're trying to figure out maybe there's some kind of programming that they'll be able to kind of incorporate in. Nothing at this point has been, which is unfortunate because a lot of time and effort go into that. But unfortunately, everyone can see the weather that we've been having. And even if it isn't terrible tomorrow, the setting up is, not feasible. But fear not, you can go to the beach on May 26th. Which is my brother's birthday.
Oh, is it?
Yes. The Memorial Day commemoration and fireworks extravaganza will be at the North Hempstead Beach Park, which is really a wonderful, wonderful event. And this year what they're doing, there's going to be free parking for veterans and active duty military. You could actually call 311 and you actually can pick up your pass, if you fall into this category, at Clinton G. Martin Park, where our office is, and we have the passes there. For you to be able to do that, which I think is
and that's
wonderful.
Nice because people bring picnic. You have to go early.
Right.
Go early. You shouldn't be bringing alcoholic beverages. No Colt 45, Ann. Okay.
And that throws Ann's breath. That was all that Ann's picnic basket was filled with.
No Colt 45.
Okay, John, I hear you. John, how crowded does this get?
If you're drinking Colt 45.
Is it a get a lot of people going to this?
Yes, 45, Ann. I'm giving the number.
Oh, sorry.
She was just trying to ignore. She didn't want to face that she wasn't allowed to bring alcohol.
I apologize greatly. I took it at face value.
45 was a rough number this week. I couldn't find something.
Wow.
Cold
45.
The only thing I can think of at 45, let's see, does this have anything at all to do with Christina Liu?
Absolutely.
Mm. Oh, well, perhaps you could enlighten
it's
us.
45 days since her last birthday.
Wow.
And I think she has finally stopped celebrating.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
fine.
Now I'm, you know, I'm spreading the word. I have a very busy, but, you know, there's a lot of other family members at birthday. So we're still celebrating. It's just not me. But somehow I'm planning their celebration.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It really all just, it's still just celebrating, you know, just for different things. Any reason to celebrate.
And, you know, she is very beyond. She sent me on my birthday the most beautiful beach picture.
I know, I thought it was
really?
And on my birthday, she's away.
I was in Turks and Caicos. I remembered it was Anne's birthday.
She sent me, you know, and it was like, but she's on vacation. It's her time off. She remembered.
It's people I care about, of course.
She's
and
a sweetie.
She goes back to what Angela was talking about. Certain people just own
yes.
it.
Yes.
And
yes.
You don't even remember half the stuff. And then all of a sudden, Christina's sending me stuff.
It really meant,
I didn't remember.
It meant the world
right.
to
I'm
have
sure
somebody
like
remember
right.
on the day
right.
and not tell me they're busy and whatever and so
right, right.
on. So that was really very appreciative.
I'm glad I wanted to share some beauty with you on your birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
But back to, you know, how fabulous I am. Back to the Memorial Day fireworks. So you can get there at 6:30 p.m. The actual fireworks start at 9:15 because they obviously need it to be dark for that.
Right.
Mm. But it's really a nice full day event, you know, and the fact that, you know, John, you could bring, you know, whatever you want and then just kind of sit there, bring a chair, claim your spot. And I think it's really nice. And there'll be all kinds of different entertainment things going on as well. And the park itself actually opens at 3 p.m. So if you want to be very ambitious, you could show up at 3 p.m.
So I'm going to go back to an earlier question
yes.
before 45 became the number. How crowded does this become?
It gets crowded. Yes,
really?
It gets very crowded. Yeah,
it's a great show.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a wonderful. I mean, you don't feel, you know. It's still spacious enough. Not everyone's on top of each other. But what does get a little hairy is the leaving portion. You know, everyone leaving
parking.
At the same time.
I mean, it's parking. Yeah.
So do they do like there's a parking area right by the beach, but there's additional parking?
Yes.
As
yeah. So
well.
There'll be additional parking as well that will have a shuttle bring
okay.
you over there.
You know, the industrial lot.
Yeah.
Well, industrial park, not mm-hmm. lot. They park cars over there and shuttle back and forth. That shows how crowded it is.
And approximately what time would this be over?
10?
Yeah, I would say 10, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, 9:45, 10, it should go about. The event itself is free, but the parking fee is $10 per car or $7 if you are using a credit card. So that is May 26th, 6:30 p.m. It kicks off, and that's North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington. So I recommend everyone definitely checks that out as well. Another great thing we've been encouraged people to go to is Clark Botanic Garden. Always has, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they had Spring Fest over
right,
there.
Right, yes.
Which was supposedly a wonderful event. I couldn't attend, unfortunately, because it was my anniversary. But,
numbers going for that. Come on, John. Let's get
sorry,
some numbers.
In case anyone, you know, forgot, we're still taking cards. But I heard it was really a beautiful event, and what I'm always upset that I missed it because there was these fairies on stilts that were there, which I heard was quite magical. So that was over at Clark Botanic Garden. And there's also a whole bunch of these home sustainability classes that are offered there, too. The next one coming up is going to be which is tomorrow, May 19th. Build a rain garden. So you'll learn how to kind of reduce stormwater pollution and flooding, recharge and purify your own drinking water, provide food. You don't realize how there's so many different things. You're okay, rain garden
right,
sounds
right.
lovely. But there's a whole bunch of benefits to that, too. So that is May 19th at 10 a.m. Also, it'll be Saturday, September 22nd. There'll be a native plant gardening class also tomorrow at 12 p.m. The Recycle the Rain is also available there, and Learning How to Compost. So there's a whole bunch of dates for those things. There's different costs for depending if there's material that you need.
Right.
But call 311 or 869-6311 for that as well. I also want to remind people you could always download our app. 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. It's a free app for your iPhone or Android device. It's really a great way. I do it all the time. It's such a great way to listen to the show.
I didn't listen to the show. I put on music during the week.
Oh, there you go.
Out of the blue, I said, let me just see this. It was 4 or 5 in the afternoon. I was at work. And
it's very simple.
The app is there. Just hit the button and the one, you know, FM or talk, whichever one you want to
go to. No, absolutely. And what's really exciting, too, our Pioneer newsletter had hit a couple of weeks ago, and I've been getting a lot of calls of people who are interested in being in the show, being a co-host, and they were interested, how can I listen to it, you know, if I'm away? So we're running the app, so it's really great. And if anyone else out there is interested in being a co-host, give me a call, because I've been meeting a lot of great people because of that article. So,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So stay tuned for all that exciting stuff. And I want to remind people that I'm very excited about next week's show, because we're having a wonderful organization called Pen Pals for Seniors. They're actually in the Midwest, but I found them, and she's going to call in about this her wonderful story, which I'm very excited to hear. And then we also have someone coming in from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it should be quite another wonderful show.
Absolutely. That's it. We're all done, basically. So you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I want to thank Ann specifically for being co-host
and a guest. Multiple hats today.
Honestly, because I didn't know, you know, I'm saying, how's this going to work? But it was perfect. It really was. And the information you gave, you'll be back anyway, but we have to add more to it.
Okay. My pleasure.
Okay, that's perfect. That's it for today. Everybody have a great weekend.